Ben Johnson spent part of his week making the case for DeAndre Swift. "This is the best I've seen him at this time of the year," the head coach said Thursday, per Patrick K. Flowers at Bleacher Nation, and on the season ahead, "We've just got to get him to that first week nice and healthy. I think he's primed for a big year, though." Johnson credited the work Swift has done with running backs coach Eric Studesville on his reads and on knowing where the offense is trying to hit things, per Larry Mayer at the team's website. "That is a coach's expectation, not our projection." But it landed in the same week Cole Noble at A to Z Sports described Swift's camp as phenomenal and noted strong runs against Tennessee in Thursday's joint practice. That practice turned out to be his last competitive work of the summer. Williams and most starters sat Saturday's finale in Nashville, per Patrick Finley at the Chicago Sun-Times, a 24-15 Bears win, per Larry Mayer at the team's website. Cut Day then reshaped the room behind him, twice. Salvon Ahmed, a vested veteran who scored in the preseason opener, was released after losing the third running back job to Roshan Johnson, per Alan Rubenstein at Yardbarker, and Britton Brown went to injured reserve with a concussion from the finale, per Josh Alper at Pro Football Talk. Roshan Johnson took the finale workload, 15 carries, 52 yards, and a touchdown, against Titans backups with the starters out, per Lester A. Wiltfong Jr. at Windy City Gridiron, and Kyle Monongai appears as the number two back on SI Bear Digest's post-cuts chart, per Jerry Markarian, without any beat report placing him back at practice since his knee injury. So the backfield math resolved in Swift's favor by default, rather than by decision. "Back in June, we defended Swift's career year, 1,087 rushing yards and 9 touchdowns in 2025, against his boom-bust reputation, and camp ended with the head coach making a version of the same argument in stronger words than we would use. 3 weeks of intact burst, a thinned room, no live setback, the prior holds, and the boldest claim attached to it belongs to Johnson, not to us." Last week's watch items both came back. Swift did not play before cutdown, and Monongai's practice status went unreported. We'll pick this up again as week one takes shape. Data via NFL Verse.